were soon turning silly in their toasts to the sapper, the great forager, and to the English patient. They toasted each other, Kip joining in with his beaker of water. They talked then about the war, so far away. "When the war with Japan is over, everyone will finally go home," Kip said. "And where will you go?" Caravaggio asked. The sapper rolled his head, half nodding, half shaking it, his mouth smiling. So Caravaggio began to talk, mostly to Kip. The dog cautiously approached the table and laid its head on Caravaggio's lap. The sapper asked for stories about Toronto as if it were a place of peculiar wonders. Snow that drowned the city, iced up the harbour, ferryboats in the summer where people listened to concerts. And now, because he was quite drunk, Caravaggio told the story of Hannah singing the Marseillaise, which he had told her before. "Yes, I have heard the song," said Kip, and he attempted a version of it. "No, you have to sing it out," said Hannah. "You have to sing it standing up." She stood up, pulled her tennis shoes off, and climbed onto the table. There were four snail lights flickering, almost dying, on the table beside her bare feet. "This is for you. This is how you must learn to sing it, Kip. This is for you." She sang up into darkness, beyond their snail light, beyond the square of light from the English patient's room, and into the dark sky waving with shadows of cypress. Kip had heard the song in camps, sung by groups of men, often during strange moments, such as before an impromptu soccer match. And Caravaggio, when he had heard it in the last few years of the war, never really liked it, never liked to listen to it. In his heart, he had Hannah's version from many years before. Now he listened with a pleasure because she was singing again, but this was quickly altered by the way she sang. Not the passion of her at 16, but echoing the tentative circle of light around her in the darkness. She was singing it as if it was something scarred, as if one couldn't ever again bring all the hope of the song together. It had been altered by the 5 years leading to this night of her 21st birthday, in the 45th year of the 20th century, singing in the voice of a tired traveller, alone against everything. A new testament. There was no certainty to the song anymore. The singer could only be one voice against all the mountains of power. That was the only sureness. The one voice was the single, unspoiled thing. A song of snail light. Caravaggio realized she was singing with and echoing the heart of the sapper.